This is Olympic champion Scott Hamilton. Yes, the real Scott Hamilton. And you're listening to the other Scott Hamilton show, where you should be entertained, informed, and maybe even amused. Just don't expect any backflips. I mean, have you seen him skate?
Joining us on the Saitama Hotline, he coached in the SEC for 14 years, now an analyst for CBS Sports. Coach Houston Nutt, welcome back to the Scott Hamilton Show.
Hey, appreciate it, Scott.
Coach, nine overtimes. You're the king of overtime, by the way. We've decided that. You're watching a game go into nine overtimes. What are you thinking?
Well, I tell you what, I wasn't a big fan. Now, I love overtime, but that to me is just, I don't know, it's hard for me to get into that, just that two-point back and forth. And I'm just not. It's gonna take me a while to get used to this one. I like the other one. You know, like the original rule.
Well, do you think they should go back to that, or is there something in the middle to make everybody happy?
Yeah, I think either go back to that, or you know, if you just want to do the NFL sudden death and just play it, but that back and forth, now you're gonna be up to 9, 10, 11, like. You're gonna have a hard. I don't know. It just didn't seem right. I don't know. I just wasn't a fan at all.
You know, I was doing my research, and I remember those seven overtime games that you coached in. How do you keep your team moving ahead after you get past maybe two overtimes or even three? I mean, seven. Goodness gracious! What are you saying to your guys?
You know, it started back, and we kind of ran into this. Accidentally, I never will forget. We're at Murray State, and it was a pretty hot day. And they got through the gassers, and boy, we called them, and everybody breathing hard. I'm glad we got that done. We're gonna go get in the cold tub. I've heard all everybody talking about getting the cold tub, and I said, you know, we're not done yet, guys. And everybody's looking like, what is it? It's overtime. And accidentally put the ball that we've got to play it, and so we kind of built on that. And all of a sudden, you're getting this attitude of, hey, it's overtime. And so I never will forget Murray State, our first overtime. I called them all up at the 50. You know, we win in overtime. We've done practice this. You know we win. So we kind of took that mindset to Arkansas, where really to Boise State, won overtime in Boise State against Idaho, and then Arkansas, we had so many. And it's a mindset. And the first time we went to seven overtime, we ran out of two-point plays, you know, so we just started running our best plays that were in the red zone or third and three, third and five, third and medium kind of deal, kind of started going that way. But it's just the next play. You know, it's the next play. It's the next guy, next defense. It's the next defensive play or offensive play, and it's a mindset.
How many two-point plays does a team normally have in its playbook?
Usually they carry, you know, two. You carry two, and you practice every Thursday. You practice on those, and most time we just practice on one, and, you know, you do the two-minute drill, and that wrapped it up. But, boy, I tell you what, after we hit that seventh overtime, or actually at six in Knoxville one day, I said, hey, we better carry a couple more. So, you know, you just kind of learn on the run on that. But to me, it's just, well, the players, when they have a feeling that you've been there before, you practice the situations, there's a confidence there, you know. But the two-point play, getting back to that, I don't know. To me, it wasn't real overtime to me. It just, I don't know. I know you're trying to, it's for health, and we had so many plays during the seven overtime. They said somebody's going to get hurt, and I understand that. But I think that they can tweak that to make that better. I just don't think that's going to be good enough.
Well, if you're Coach James Franklin at Penn State, how are you trying to position that to your team? How do you deal with that loss? And if you're Coach Brett Bielema at Illinois, how do you position it to your team? Because you can look at it a couple different ways, Coach, and I can't wait to get your opinion. On one hand, Penn State could say it was a fluky loss and it's not really what they're all about. And then on the other hand, Illinois could say, well, you know, we got ourselves in that position. We made the most of it, so we're not going to apologize for winning.
Exactly right. You know, the winning part of it, let's start with the winning side first. And the winning side is it's always much, much easier going there on Sunday and said, hey, nothing like winning, but here's what we're going to do better. You can still get on them a little bit about different times in the game where we should have put this thing away earlier, and you can get on and correct a little harder. On the flip side of that look at this film, there's three, four, five, six plays, but in regulation, we should have put this thing away in our mind. You know, to me, Penn State, they were not playing at their best, and they had missed opportunities. And so you talk hard about those missed opportunities, and then you got to go address that overtime, and you got to get that red zone. You got to get that two-point play. There's 3 yards there. You've got to be able to execute, and we can do better. So, you know, still a lot of football left, and that's the attitude. But, yeah, I'd sure like being in that winning locker room a whole lot better, as y'all know.
We're joined by Houston Nutt. You can follow him on Twitter at CBS Coach Nutt. Coach, let's shift gears a little bit before we let you go. Oklahoma, still number four in the country, but I'm not buying it. That looks like a team that's just ready to have some issues, you know, just fall apart, you know, but they're winning games. What's your take on Oklahoma right now?
Well, I'm kind of a little bit like you. I'm still not there yet. Again, they very, very fortunate Saturday. You know, Kansas came to play, and Oklahoma looked like they just kind of rolled their helmets out there. And, boy, they were in a dogfight all the way to the end, and give Kansas a lot of credit. They were ready to go. But I don't know. I just see a few holes there. And Caleb Williams is an exciting guy, and looks like, you know, he makes things happen. But I don't know. Just the entire team, offense, defense, to me, they've got a little ways to go. So it'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to the Oklahoma State. There's still some games there that Oklahoma's got to play. So we'll see how this thing finishes up. But I'm a little bit like you.
Where did we go wrong on Spencer Rattler? We had him Heisman preseason favorite, and now second string quarterback.
You know, that the preseason Heisman is probably we probably go a little bit too early on all those things, and we really don't know. But you know, he made some plays and did some good things, but then all of a sudden Oklahoma, they're sputtering, and give Lincoln Riley credit. You know, he makes a hard decision and says, hey, we're not getting it done, next guy up. And you know, Caleb Williams comes in that Texas Oklahoma game, and I mean, just takes off one. And he just got the team moving and made some unbelievable plays, especially with his legs, and then made some big time throws. So you know, it's easy to kind of get, you know, you start looking at the quarterbacks and look what they've done the previous year, and you're going on just kind of a short look there of what he did the last. You look at the last few games the previous year, and boy, you say, hey, Spencer Rattler is a playmaker, and so his name's on every list. But then you got to make it happen, and Lincoln Riley just felt like, say, things weren't happening there at the old Cotton Bowl, and so he had to make a move, and Caleb Williams comes in, and here we go.
He coached the SEC for 14 years, now as analyst for CBS Sports. Follow him on Twitter at CBS Coach Nutt. Coach, not going to take you overtime on this interview, pal. Appreciate you coming on.
Hey, appreciate y'all. I'm curious. I miss what was y'all's take on the overtime?
Oh, buddy, I think it's awful. I think it marginalizes everything. I mean, it's kind of like the point I made. You know, yeah, Illinois got itself in position to win the ball game, but does Penn State win under a different format?
Right. Right.
I mean, I hate to think that not only a win, but also a conference championship and a spot in the playoff could be determined on 2-point conversions.
Oh, I know it. That was just there. Every time the next team was up, I'm thinking, okay, they got to put the ball at 25. I said, no, the ball's going back to the 30. So this 2-point, I just couldn't get my mind locked into that deal. So I'll be curious to see what the rules, what they say after the year of this, because it just didn't look right. I don't know.
Hey, I'm for Houston Nutt to be the grand poobah of college football. I say we make him commissioner.
I don't know about that. But, hey, I appreciate y'all having me.
All righty, Coach. Have a good one, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's Coach Houston Nutt. You can follow him on Twitter at CBS Coach Nutt. Joining us on the Saitama Hotline. Saitama,